Welcome, everybody, to another stunning edition of the NerdWatch podcast. I, of course, am G Money. I am joined by three nerds and one cameraman. I should say two nerds and one comic book henchman. Nice. I, of course, am G Money, and we're glad to be with you tonight.
That henchman is like more nerdy than the rest of us.
Yes, he is.
Like, I wouldn't say that.
That's like Tank Girl, two girls, one tank.
Or maybe I'm just Ganon and Polyface.
If you notice,
he's just Ganon and Polyface.
Ganon and Polyface. Wow, we are missing Ganon. He's our horror aficionado.
Well, I'm Todd Bernardi in Technicolor,
and Ganon is feeling a little out of the weather. Alika just came back from the mainland. He is he'll be coming back shortly, but I don't know if he's going to be joining us for the show.
He'll be arriving soon.
So, yeah. Well, with his mainland illnesses.
Yes, he will. Yes, he will be.
But malaria.
Want to send a big shout out to
that voice again.
Want to send
that's
a big
Malcolm
shout
McDonald
out
voice.
To Facebook, of course, for joining us. To YouTube, welcome,
McDonald
and of course
like
to Akaku, welcome as well. You can follow us on YouTube at our NerdWatch page, which is NerdWatch Nation. Just look up NerdWatch Nation, and we'll have all the latest episodes going up. Isn't that right, henchman?
Yes, our latest episode, Mostly
he has
Male,
a
has
name.
That's right.
He has a name.
His name is Comic Book Henchman. That's his name. Anyway, I am joined by the one and only, the man straight back from he does.
But,
have
well,
back.
It's more of a bro back.
he's joining us. He's
a Muppet,
he's
formerly known
way,
as Tom Bernardi.
He's joining us all the way from the Big Island. He's hot off of Hawaii Con.
Hi, everybody.
That's right. It's the one and only Tom Bernardi's in the house. Also joining us.
I got crazy hands.
Also joining us tonight is, of course, Format, our gaming guru. He's in the house as well. And joining us as a special guest, because we're down a couple of men, is Swan, the comic book henchman, is in the house.
Yep, I'm masking out from behind the camera.
Yes, you are. You're a cameraman or editor, the whole nine, and he's here.
Who let the swan out?
That's pretty good. A lot of stuff to talk about, but I do want everybody to know. I do want everybody to know that coming up November 5th and 6th, it is the first annual Maui Comic-Con that we will be putting on. And why is there popcorn here on the show? It's weird. Anyway, yes, the first annual love.
You work
at the theater.
Oh, that's right. It's not about that.
Popcorn.
Our first annual Maui Comic Con, brought to you by Maui Comics and Collectibles and the Nerd Watch, is happening in Lahaina at the Lahaina Cannery Mall. It's going to be happening November 5th and 6th, the week after our Halloween spectacular over in the lovely city of Lahaina. So check that out, November 5th and 6th. For more details, of course, you can find it on our NerdWatch page. You can find it all over Facebook. Or you can check them out right here at 333 Dairy Road in Kahului. It is Maui Comics and Collectibles. Well, since we're talking about Maui Comics, we might as well. We got a lot of stuff to talk about, but let's get to this first.
Yes.
First and foremost.
Yeah. Let us get to
Todd Bernardi.
At the beginning.
It is New Comic Book Wednesday.
You have to read
up
the list like Beyond Thunderdome.
That's right.
Wait, can we just say it's on time? All right. Turtles, everything's garbage.
he's here. Alika's not here, so he's our stand-in. Alika's stand-in.
How many times have you done the tell?
And he's going to be giving us This Week in Comic Books. So, Todd Bernardi, take it away.
We say bye-de-bye.
We started Independence this time.
We're gonna start with Adventure Time 2016.
Yeah,
Spooktacular.
Oh,
number one.
Right.
Oh, Spooktacular.
Yeah. So if you want,
they're doing like Simpsons House of Horror.
That is also coming out.
Oh, is it?
Oh, is it really?
Yeah. Oh yeah, because October's coming.
Yep. Yes.
Very cool.
Gotcha.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sweet.
So the next one we're gonna do is Aliens: Life and Death, number one out of four. That's a dark horse.
Yeah.
Spooktacular is IDW. Amazing Spider-Man number 18. That's some garbage by Marvel. Just kidding.
Is he still amazing?
I'm just kidding.
Though?
He is. He well.
I mean, this many books into his run. Is
no,
he
here's
still
what I want
amazing?
You to do.
It's funny because he is. He's pretty amazing.
Well,
doesn't he do stuff and people in the comic are like,
yeah. They're like, they're used to it. They're like, oh, he's swinging from a building. Okay.
He's swinging.
There he
from
goes
a building.
Again.
Yeah. Oh, Doc Ock, that crazy guy.
All right, what else is coming out this week, sir?
Aquaman number 7.
Ooh,
I'm looking forward to
is
that.
Is he still underwater?
No.
Yes.
No.
Huh?
I don't know. I'm not reading it.
He's still underwater.
He's still, I would assume, because he doesn't have very many powers.
Right. They haven't changed his name.
Out of water.
So, yeah.
The next thing that's coming out is Astonishing Ant-Man, ooh, number 12.
Lovely.
And it looks like you guys are also going to get Astonishing Ant-Man, number 12, the Sia Ohm Defenders cover.
Oh, very
and,
cool.
And I want you to put that one aside
what the,
for me. What? Sia Ohm is the artist that does Lola XOXO.
Okay, I
got to.
That's one of those books that you're into.
I kind of took that to a common sense pool for you.
Yeah, thank you. She, I got to meet her this weekend. I was on the panel with her.
Oh, really? Wow.
Awesome.
Yeah, so that was awesome. Batman number 7, Monster Men, in parentheses. I don't know what that means.
I don't either.
It's okay. Probably going to mean it's like kind of a monster variant.
Hey.
Oh,
I thought it was
like
gay.
How they do for every Halloween.
Ironically, yeah. I thought it was
so
gay.
So monster, yeah, monster, yeah. Monster XOXO.
Monster Man.
Gotcha.
Got it.
It's the Universal Monsters.
Okay. Right.
But it's more like lemonparty.com.
Do not go there.
Don't go there.
Hey, any children watching,
don't, someone will.
Google.com.
No, stop it. Do stop no.
No, no.
Stop
I'm saying,
it.
But,
I want you to buzz that out.
Batman teams up with this...
John Cena!
This team of mutants that look like turtles. I don't know. Some kind of...
Are you talking about the Batman TMNT director's cut?
Oh, yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
Yes,
I don't understand what that's all about.
I didn't know that a comic book could have a director's cut.
Yeah, right?
It's interesting. Okay.
I don't know.
Leave it to Batman.
I don't know who's in charge of this director's cut.
Do you add more pages?
It's probably Richard Donner.
Probably.
Yeah. They got him to come out of retirement.
They got him to do it. All right. Yeah. What else is coming out this week?
He's got that TV money now.
He does.
Black Hammer number 3.
Are we still on the first page?
Yeah.
What is Black Amber?
Hammer.
Oh.
Black Hammer.
Black Hammer. Got
it. Yeah, wink.
Once
wink,
again. Wink.
That's again in title.
It's gay code. Once again.
It's their agenda, man. They're pushing their agenda on our comics.
Pushing their agenda on our comics.
No, it's
I
don't know
it was
what it
the
is.
The African American Thor.
It was. No? It is.
Is it?
It is.
Awesome.
It is. Yeah.
I didn't know that. I was just making a joke. My bad. Now I feel
it's
like I need to read this so I don't feel bad.
Yeah. They have the number one stat.
That's not a good sign.
Well, if it was African American Thor, it would be called the Black Mjolnir.
That's true. Yeah. Not just the Black Hammer.
Mjolnir.
And that's the whitest thing you could sound. Mjolnir.
Hey, man. Thor's hammer is called Mjolnir.
What else?
It's not a hammer.
It's not a hammer.
You forgot to do the.
Yeah, you gotta push the glasses. You gotta push the glasses.
Stan Lee thought he made up that name, but he didn't.
He
did. It's actually from Norse mythology.
That's Nordic mythology.
Yeah, like those exercise equipment.
Carnage number 12.
Okay.
Oh, that I'm looking forward to.
Chew number 58, which is
Are they still eating stuff?
No, probably.
Is that a pool for you, by the way?
Chew? Of course it is.
I need to get caught up on it.
Okay.
I haven't read it in about 20 issues.
What?
I'm behind.
Which one is coming out? Chew what?
58.
Good lord, man.
And you're back 20 issues?
Mm-hmm. At least.
Yeah, I can tell you why he's back 20 issues. Because in the next comic, he's currently caught up on.
No, that's not.
Are you sure?
I'm not caught up on that one.
Are you sure? Yeah. You want to tell everybody what it is?
But you're getting Civil War.
Uh-huh.
Civil War 2.
Yeah.
Number 5.
It's about time.
With
Civil War 2.
So many variant covers.
Number 5.
Skip the variants.
There is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 variant covers. So
which one do you want, Todd?
Which oh man.
You want the Hot Wheels variant?
Yeah, that's what I want.
Oh nice.
There's a Hot Wheels
variant? Yeah, there's one of the Marvel Heroes as Hot Wheels.
No way.
Okay, moving on.
Serious? That's awesome.
Moving on.
I love it.
We're getting more we're getting Cyborg number 1.
Yes.
We're getting there's Doctor Strange number 11 is coming in tomorrow, which is that's going to be a pretty awesome movie.
Cool.
Even though I'm not.
Is that going to have ties to the movie that's coming out?
I don't know.
Interesting.
Probably.
All right, move this list along.
Godzilla, Rage Across Time.
Ooh.
Yeah.
I'll pay attention.
Godzilla,
to that one,
G? Traveling through time?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Is it with each step he takes?
Yeah. Green Arrow number 7.
Wow.
Yeah. There's going to be a lot of left turns in that comic. Green Lantern number 7.
Nice.
The Grizzly Shark trade paperback by Ryan Otley.
That one's special for you.
Yeah, that one's going to be fun.
Yeah, I enjoyed that.
It's about a shark that lives in the woods.
Yeah.
And swims through trees.
Yeah.
But it can't do that.
But I know. It's a shark. How does it breathe?
There's no water in an era
where there's Sharknado.
Oh.
Yeah. We can have it.
From what Ryan Otley told me, this is pre-Sharknado when the book was made.
See, but that's what I'm saying. Yeah, like, how does a shark breathe in the woods?
It's one of those books that you don't.
It's. I mean, it. How
you
does
you don't look at it?
No, you just don't. Look at the logic. Sorry.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
Okay, throw logic out the window. Got it.
Yeah.
Harley Quinn number 4.
Of course, there's a Harley Quinn comic coming out.
There's always a Harley Quinn.
That's
comic.
Right.
Harley Quinn wears even less clothes this time.
Okay.
Zeke Heil.
Yeah.
We have.
You have a question?
What? We have a question. All right,
get him a pen and pad so he can write it down. Swan.
Michael Sotto said
Todd secretly has what? According to Michael Sotto, our Facebook live person, what?
You can't
say.
You can't say. You need to pre-read these.
You need to pre-read them first. Then our Facebook live guy.
No, spell it.
Tsum-tsum.
Tsum-tsum. Nice.
Those.
Wow, yeah, the Tsum-tsum cover variant? Todd has a Tsum-tsum
cover variant?
Wow. Yeah, of what comic?
I'm just laughing because I don't know if I say it wrong.
Yeah, don't worry about it. Tsum-tsum. Don't worry about it. All right, Tsum-tsum, for what comic?
I don't know. I don't really have one. He's just messing around.
No, I can
for
tell.
Disco,
I can tell you're lying.
Disco Candy Thunder.
I'm going to do a Tsum-tsum cover
for Kukui Projects.
That's awesome. You should. You totally should,
Honestly,
man.
You should make one.
For Enjoy Comics, I'm going to make an Enjoy Comics variant.
Enjoy
Disco
Comics
Thunder,
on the Big Island, by the way.
Groove Bone.
Nice.
Tsum-tsum cover.
Tsum-tsum!
Nice!
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
All right.
By the way, I don't know what the draw is.
By the way, before I forget, you were sporting some really...
Yeah, but they stack for some reason.
You were sporting some really sporty hair on the Big Island. I don't know what was it. I don't know if it was the humidity, but that hair was banging.
Thank you.
So I just thought I'd let you know.
Banging?
Hairspray, Prince, lots of hair dryer. Nice. Yeah. I had to make it big.
Okay, good. I was just checking. I
wore my hat the whole time.
Oh, did you? Is that what it was? Oh, okay. Just checking. All right, what else is on this list? I'm
Justice
getting bored.
League number 5.
Okay.
Where the Justice League does stuff.
Oh, good.
5 times.
Look, they've got a new comic out. Marvel's got one called Canuck.
I'm sorry?
Karnak.
It's not Canuck attack.
Canuck
attack. No. Okay. All right.
Freaking Howley, man.
Canuck.
Come on.
Karnak. Oh, it's Karnak.
Yeah. Karnak. Okay. Okay. Got it, Karnak. Go.
Yeah. Micronauts number 6.
Why? It's funny you say that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mighty Morphin Power Rangers number 7.
You love them.
There is the worst television show ever.
Okay.
Mighty Thor number 11.
Yes.
Maybe this time he'll have a black hammer.
Okay.
Nightwing number 5.
Uh-huh.
Jeez,
Patsy Walker, aka
Hellcat
number 10.
Uh-huh.
That's
now,
a good one.
That's one of our best selling books because we sell out of that every Wednesday.
Really?
Yep. Yep.
All right.
Because the ladies.
Oh yeah.
How many more pages of this is there?
There's only six.
Good God, let's go.
Power Man and Iron Fist.
Pick 2 more from each list.
By the time we get through the list,
yeah, the show's gonna be over. Let's go.
Sorry. ROM Revolution number 1.
Uh-huh.
ROM number 1.
Uh-huh.
Aloha.
Ringside number 7.
Ringside
is a G would like.
Suicide Squad.
Of course there's a Suicide Squad comic coming out this week.
Street Fighter Swimsuit Special. Yeah, that's my favorite.
Format, shall I pull
that? Yeah.
Get it for me.
All the different variants, too.
I will.
I'm sure there will be one.
Super Skirt. Forever number 2.
Okay, got it.
So Urker.
Thank you.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Got it.
Oh, that's an Otley title, I believe, right?
Yeah, I bet. Mm-hmm. I can't wait to see
it. What?
Okay, what else?
Superman number 7.
Good.
Is that Asian Superman?
Trinity number one.
No, yes. New Superman.
Usagi Yojimbo Saga Trade Paperback Volume 7.
Hey!
Wonder Woman 77. I skipped Uncanny X-Men and Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles because you guys get enough of that from
the list. Yeah, we do get enough of that. Anyway, like said, Todd Bernardi, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, there you go.
That is a new comic book Wednesday, every single Wednesday here at Maui Comics and Collectibles. You can check them out. Every single week, amazing stuff. Good job, Bernardi.
Thank you. That was a lot of work. There was a lot of heavy lifting. Kind of sweaty now.
All right, listen.
By the way, I love your Radioactive Man comic.
Yeah. Thank you.
You should have did the list as a Muppet, though.
He should have, right?
But oh well.
We've got I Hate Fairyland number one tomorrow.
Nice. Well, here's what I want to do.
Waka waka.
There is a couple of things I want to get to. Get to your adventure first over on the Big Island.
Yeah, okay.
Man.
Cool.
I want to talk about you went to HawaiiCon.
Yeah, I did.
HawaiiCon, where there were...
In Hawaii.
On the Kona side, right, of the Big Island, correct?
Yeah.
You were there, you had your own booth.
I had I sat with Pineapple Man.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, I sat at.
He was there.
Really? Oh, that's cool.
That's awesome.
Wow.
Did he know you were there?
No, it was a
like
sneak
you just kind of snuck in when he wasn't looking.
I showed up.
Did his head bother you at all?
No.
I mean, like, no. I mean, when you kept bumping in, it's a pretty big head Pineapple Man's got.
No, it's not.
It's not that big. Okay, it looks that big in the comic.
You know, pineapples come in all shapes and sizes.
Okay, yeah. Got it. Yeah. They're so interchangeable.
Yeah.
That's what you're saying. Okay. Got
yeah.
It.
So Sam Campos was also there. Yeah.
Oh, Sam Campos was also there. Nice. Fantastic. So HawaiiCon, of course, is the Big Island's, I'm guessing, a Comic Con.
It's a science fiction convention.
It's a sci-fi convention. Yeah. Man, I didn't.
They do more. They try to promote more like the sci-fi shows and movies and stuff.
Wow.
There's some fantasy stuff too.
Sounds like nerd heaven over there.
It's not bad.
We shouldn't be promoting this kind of. No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah, no.
Nerd. I heard some vicious rumors, and maybe you can confirm or deny.
Yeah.
I heard Uhura was there.
Yeah.
I heard Chekhov was there.
Yeah, Walter Koenig, Nicholas.
Walter Koenig, Nichelle Nichols. I heard I saw Walter Koenig in a documentary. That guy is definitely getting up there. I had no idea.
Yeah, he's it was his birthday too. So
oh, cool.
I think that he's 88 now.
Fantastic.
Like that.
I'm glad that some of the original cast is still around.
Yeah, Jonathan Franks was there too.
Jonathan Franks was there?
Yeah.
Oh, that's awesome. The guy who directed one of the best Star Trek movies ever, yeah. First Contact.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was there as well.
Yeah.
That is too cool.
And they all did a panel right behind me. I was sitting at the table and they were all up there. Jane Wheedlin was there.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Gotcha.
Jane Wheedlin was, she was in Star Trek IV, but she was also in a pop group called the Go-Go's.
Yes, I am familiar.
Yeah. Okay.
Fantastic.
I'm letting our audience know.
Oh no, I'm just. I'm glad you are. That's what I
from
wanted
the
before you to
time.
Do. So,
but she also writes a comic book called Lady Robotica with Bill Morrison.
Oh, very cool.
And Bill Morrison was there too. He does all the Simpsons Bongo comics.
Cool.
And picked up a couple of those.
Of course the panels with the Star Trek alum was probably one of the main draws. But what else was a draw there at HawaiiCon? Anything else?
I mean, besides DJ, of course.
Yeah. Well, Sam's Pineapple Man is the face or mascot of HawaiiCon.
Yes.
So a lot of guys show up to. Chat with him. There's a lot of people that are he did like four or five panels the whole day.
Really?
Like they even invited him up to read for Spock and with Vic Mignola. Mignola?
Oh, really?
Yeah, wow. So they got some of the new Star Trek people from the new Star Trek show there too. They had
You mean the one that's coming up, STD?
Yeah.
Any
that's
spoilers
awesome.
You can give us?
It's called Star Trek Discovery, STD. That's what it's called. I'm sorry.
It's contagious.
STD.
It's the kind of thing that you bring back from Vegas.
we don't talk about it.
That's right.
We don't talk about
it. That's right.
What happens in Vegas?
That's right.
Ends up on Instagram.
Yeah, it
does.
Gotcha.
In space, anyone can catch
STD. They read the script from the original series. series, The Trouble with Tribbles.
No.
Yeah. And
they had Sam Reagan as Spock. As
no.
And,
that's awesome.
And then really awesome. And then Vic did Kirk, and mm-hmm. he did an impression of Kirk, like that was Spock.
Of Bill, of oh, Mr. Of nice. Shat, of the yeah, Shat. Right. That's yeah. fantastic.
Yeah, it was and then they had, I mean, and he was up there, but they had so many Star Trek people, they couldn't even actually fit them all on stage. Nichelle Nichols joined later, mm-hmm. But she wasn't there at the beginning, but it was a really fantastic
sounds
there
awesome.
Was a really fantastic panel, and they were doing Star Trek, you know, it's the 50th anniversary.
Well, of course. Yeah. Absolutely. Oh, yeah, of course. So that's cool. I never two things. Number one, Nichelle Nichols is
she's a babe.
She's absolutely gorgeous. Number one,
yep.
And number two,
with or without fans.
Yes, yes. I tell you what. The other thing that's really cool about her, that we always talk about her pushing the envelope forward television the way she did, being an African American woman. But one of the coolest stories she ever told. I don't know. She may have told it at HawaiiCon, maybe. I don't know, but one of the coolest things, she had an opportunity to meet Martin Luther King Jr., and he had an opportunity, and she had an opportunity to talk, and he said that she was doing very important work on television
and not to quit.
In that time, and that nice. she was pushing forward
the boundaries.
Yes, the boundaries, and he had commended her on her work on Star Trek.
That's awesome.
That was super cool, man. Yeah. That's one of the stories. She tells it much better than I do.
Yeah.
Obviously, because that was a terrible rendition of it. Yeah. But it's really cool that she was recognized by Martin Luther King, talking about her, what she was doing for African Americans at that time in the 60s. It was a very tumultuous time, as we all know. So super, that's very, very cool. And by the way, here's the other little piece of info. Trouble with Tribbles is my least favorite Star Trek episode. I hate that episode.
Come on, man.
Hate, that's a strong word, but it is.
You know, little furry creatures from outer space, all they need is love.
That's true.
They just need to be pet.
That's
they
right.
Just need a,
that's right.
That was the closing panel of the convention, too. They did
very cool.
Very,
wow.
It was really I would awesome. Love to see. I would even
they
if
also, I mean, I think that they got they got another actress from STD to read the part of Uhura, too.
Fantastic.
And, they had and I think that they had somebody from Voyager,
Kate Mulgrew, Jerry Ryan.
They had
Robert Picardo. I am such a nerd.
Was it a girl?
Nobody knows these people.
Nobody knows.
Yeah, it wasn't Kate Mulgrew. I can't remember their name. There was not Patricia Tallman?
No, I don't recall because I never watched Voyager.
Yeah.
And the reason I didn't watch Voyager was extremely sexist. I don't want to say why, but it was.
Well, we can assume.
If we just assume.
Yeah, we just
yeah,
assume.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So
yeah,
what
yeah.
other panels were there?
Anyway.
You know, my comic
line. What about you?
So you
were there.
Yeah, I went
so
there.
So wait, I have a question, Todd. Since you did a panel, did they allow you to do a 3-hour diatribe?
Yeah.
Did they cut you off?
No, they actually let me. I was like, when's somebody going to talk over me like the Nerd Watch? Like when am I going to get interrupted?
It's funny, though, because all the pictures of the panels that I've seen of the Hawaii Comic Alliance, like, no one looks bored.
Yeah,
no one looks.
Everybody's real happy.
No one looks frustrated.
DJ keeps everybody on their toes.
Have another question for
I can't wait to have DJ here. It's gonna be a lot of fun.
DJ
but anyway,
and,
how was your panel?
It was great. So we did a. I didn't know this. I just saw. So what happened was, I on Facebook, Sam tagged me in a picture of my name in the program.
Oh,
listed as a panelist.
No,
he's like,
that's
oh.
awesome.
They thought you were going to be here. You were supposed to be on 3 panels this weekend.
No,
and I was like watching this.
Almost didn't go.
And I wasn't gonna. I had no plans to go. Like I didn't have a table. But I guess they just assumed. Oh, that Kikui Project dude's gonna.
Yeah.
He's got to be here.
He tries to get in on everything.
That's crazy.
Yeah. No, he's always outside begging anyway. So I was like, oh man, I should really go then.
Well, that's awesome.
I supported the HawaiiCon Kickstarter from the beginning, and
you're a big sci-fi fan, that's why, right?
Yeah, and I also think that it's kind of important to have a convention on the Big Island, and I think it's good to have a spot where the community. Local community can interact with each other.
Mm-hmm.
And so there's not a lot of people. Like, I thought I was the only guy on Maui that was interested in comics and stuff. And now that Alika's shop is here.
No, you are.
Now that Alika's shop is here, I've met a lot of really nice guys that are collectors and everything. So, you know, it's something that I think is important for the Big Island. And I just want to go and, you know, really enjoy what they provided.
Sure.
Yeah. I just want to do a good job.
Yeah. Good.
So nice. I ended up being able to fly over there for the day on Sunday.
Cool.
And it was a bit of I called it the sneak attack. Mm-hmm. And I didn't tell Sam that I was going to come, and I walked up to the door, and they gave me a badge. Mm-hmm. But this is just
show up the badge so people can see it.
This is just like
for those of you that are watching.
This is just like the Sunday pass that they were mm-hmm. giving, mm-hmm. and it wasn't a guest pass, so they weren't going to let me in. Mm-hmm. They're like, "Sorry, guy, you can't get in there mm-hmm. for another like 30 minutes."
Is that open. Is that how they mark the Hollies?
Yeah.
Okay, got it.
Yeah. Well, yeah, like they have to mark me. Like they,
I'm a towel tag on you.
I'm over in Kona. I'm reflective.
That's awesome.
It looks like I'm covered in aluminum foil. And then I get bright red. So then that's how Sam saw me. He was like, "Yeah, I do know that guy." Because the guy was like, "I'm sorry, you can't go in there." I was like, "I know Sam Campos." He's like, "Okay, well, let me see if he knows you." And so somebody's like, "Hey, man, do you know this guy at the door?" And I was like, "And he was like, yeah." So that was awesome. So
I don't remember his name.
I don't remember. Yeah,
that's right. I know him.
He's like, something. "Oh, yeah, that bearded like, guy."
Did Sam do his best local? "Hey, bro, that's my holy friend, cuz."
Yeah. Yeah.
That's awesome. No, I'm just kidding.
He was like, "But don't let him in." No, yeah.
So, more importantly, did you get to sell any of your comics, or did you get to?
You know, Sam, I didn't. I brought some, and Sam was like, "Dude, get your books out. Put your books out."
Mm-hmm.
So I sold out of everything I brought.
Oh, awesome!
You know, one of the things that Todd, most of you guys don't understand, is that
I know.
Every time Todd goes to a convention, it seems like all of his comics just magically disappear.
Yeah.
Every time.
Yeah.
I'm thinking there's a paper shredder behind the desk. And
Formats read my stuff. Them through. And he knows.
Even here in Molly Comics, it disappears. I wonder why.
Well, you because of you. Because
well, I'm certainly glad that you had a good time up there.
Yeah,
that's phenomenal.
And the Mega Comics panel was amazing too, because I went over there and I thought I was just going to be there to be there with like the Hawaii Comic Book Alliance guys, but I was up there with Saya Ohm, who does Lola XOXO, and I'm a big
fan of
hers.
One of your favorite books, by the way.
Right.
And I was up there with Jane Wheeland from the Go-Go's, who writes Lady Robotica, and I was also up there with Bill Morrison from Bongo Comics and Image Comics. And the thing about this is the really interesting. So originally I kind of grew up in New Mexico, and in Roswell, New Mexico, right. There was the alien crash landing.
Sure, sure.
So they have an alien convention. They have like
of course
about the
of
that,
course yes yes.
And so, Bill Morrison in 1996 released a comic book through Bongo Comics called Roswell about the little green alien that crash lands.
And you read it.
And I met him in Roswell when I was 12 years old.
No way!
Yeah. And I was like, and
you
I
met
so,
the alien at 12 years old.
Yeah.
Wow. Were you saying you were the alien?
No, I wasn't seeing it take that turn. Yeah. But if you, okay.
Surprise! It's sci-fi, so there's always going to be a twist.
Nice.
Yeah.
Bill Morrison was on the Big Island 3 years ago when they first did HawaiiCon. And he was at a wine tasting, and the lady was like, "Oh, what do you do?" And he's like, "I'm a comic book artist." And she's like, "Oh, you're here for the convention." And he's like, "What convention?"
Oh no!
And
way.
So like
that's
he,
great.
He ended up contacting the organizers, and the organizers were like, "Yeah, we'd love to have you." And so they set him up with a table outside, and he Simpsonified everybody like that walked up to the table. He was doing like sketches.
That's awesome.
And so I met him during one of his panels with Jeff Lemire, and I was like, "Hey man, did you do a comic called Roswell?" He was like, "Yeah." I was like, "I bought that from you in Roswell when I was 12. And so now 20 years later, and he wrote, and I told him, I was like, "How do you get into comic books?"
He looks good, man. Because Jesus, you met him at 12?
Yeah.
And you're like super old now, so he must be ancient.
But we look.
But
we,
I've seen pictures of him. Look, and he looks younger than you.
Yeah,
do.
I know. It's the drugs.
it's the drugs.
Not that Bill does. It's that I do.
Oh yeah, yeah, of course.
I want to clear that up.
Yeah, good. Good job.
So he I was like, how did you get into comics? And he's like, well, I was an animator on The Simpsons, and I got to know Matt Groening really well. And he was like, does anybody want to do the comic book? And he had wanted to do comics for forever. So he's like, yeah, please let me. And I was like, so that's how you get into comics. You just have to get a job on The Simpsons. That's easy. I'll do that.
Hey, yeah, for sure.
That show will totally be around when I'm an adult.
Yeah.
And so.
And it is.
Yeah, and it is. And so, you know, Bill always says, like, I got into comics through the back door, kind of through animation.
Right.
And, but he wrote on my, Roswell number one, good luck with your comics, Todd, you know, and everything. And then 20 years later, I get to do a panel with him.
Pretty awesome. Cool, pretty awesome. Yeah. Todd Bernardi. Yeah. Oh, wow, that is awesome. Cool.
He remembered me from 3 years ago, but he didn't remember me from Roswell.
Oh, yeah, so when is the next Hawaii Con about?
It's always like the middle of September.
Fantastic.
Yeah, so it'll be next September.
So Big Island, maybe next time the Nerd Watch hopefully can make it out there sometime, which would be a lot of fun.
That would be great.
Yeah. Be awesome. Well, listen, before we get off of the subject of Hawaii Con, what is this lovely box that's been sitting here for the longest time?
I got my hot toys, my Star Wars.
Wow.
Ray,
BBA. If you're watching on YouTube in a Kaku. Yeah.
Pretty dope.
Pretty dope, man. Awesome. That is pretty awesome.
I'm gonna. You guys want me to bust it out, or should I just leave it in box, mint condition?
I would leave it in box. That's just me, mint condition. But then again, it's from such a crappy movie that it really doesn't matter.
Yeah, no, right. Here we go.
He's already cracked it open.
I know.
It's not mint in box anymore.
Oh, I thought it was mint in box. I was
he already opened it up and was filling her up. And,
All right, let's see. Bring this over here.
This
is such great pod. Everybody's, of course, with the Star Wars hot
isn't
toy.
Isn't that a thing, though? Like unboxing videos?
I guess so. We're doing them one right now. What Todd is unboxing here, for those of you that aren't watching, he's unboxed a Rey and BB-8 Star Wars Force Awakens hot toy. Very good looking. By the way, if you want to look at it, you can check it out on Nerdwatch Nation at YouTube.
That thing is amazing.
It is amazing. Oh, yeah. And I joke, but that is a pretty amazing figures.
All of the
accessories.
Like the clothing and everything, that's all fabric.
Yeah.
It's, none of it is molded plastic.
Dare I ask, did that set you back a car payment? Or?
Yeah.
Okay. Just checking.
Yeah. Hot toys, definitely.
Just checking.
But you get your money.
They bent me over.
Yeah. Hot toys were up there.
Of course they did.
The Play Arts Kai is up there. Figure arts.
Well, it's interesting. Since we're talking about figures and since we're talking
about
costumes. Yeah, put it the other way. What are you, crazy man? What is wrong with you?
Jesus, man.
Jeez. Anyway.
Don't you know?
I know.
I'm such a... With about 26 minutes that we got left, moving on from the Hawaii Con, which is amazing.
You're welcome.
We do want to talk about a couple other things. Gannon is not here.
He was supposed to be here.
He was supposed to review the Blair Witch. He didn't have an opportunity.
He got allergic to something.
The new television season has started. Supergirl, Big Bang Theory on its 10th season.
Yeah.
Already. There's a lot of good stuff coming out.
Supergirl started?
The 10th season is going to be the biggest
thing.
I think
it's going to be this week. I think.
I thought it was like October 4th.
Is it October? Okay, so then
I thought it was the first week of October.
This week was Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
Oh, Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. is this tonight? Yeah,
right, with the Ghost Rider.
It's tonight. That's the Ghost Rider thing. Yeah, exactly.
Ghost Rider.
Yeah, so that's tonight.
Yeah, because I know the Flash doesn't start until October 4th.
Is
right.
Ghost Rider like Knight Rider? Is that like the...
Yes. Kinda,
David Hasselhoff.
It is David exactly Hasselhoff. Like Knight Rider.
He would be an awesome Ghost Rider, by the way.
But, he would be a good... He was a good Nick Fury, so...
Yeah, he was. He was. He was a very good Nick Fury. But more importantly... other than that, which we'll talk about when those shows start up again, there's a bit of controversy this week regarding Polynesia and the new animated Disney feature Moana. If anybody wants to check it out, it's facebook.com/nerdwatch. Go to our Nerdwatch Facebook page. They are.
Is it Moana? I thought it was Mona.
They
no?
Disney, of course, as they always do, merchandise the heck out of their movies.
Right.
So apparently there's something wrong with this costume.
Right. Yeah. Well, we'll get
Nothing's wrong with the design.
Here's what's happening. A lot of controversy surrounding this latest costume that Disney has put out. It's just in time for Halloween. It's a Polynesian costume from head to toe, a brown skin costume with tattoos on it that is representative of the character Maui.
I think it's from neck to ankle.
Neck to ankle. It is. You're right. It is neck to ankle.
Did you ask if it's made out of hemp?
No, is it on it on the face?
You can check it out. A lot of controversy surrounding it because there are some people that think it's a bit inappropriate to have a costume of a legendary character, which, to be honest, it could be deemed inappropriate because you're dressing up as a Polynesian. If you haven't seen it, you need to check it out. Just Google it. It's interesting. Facebook.com/watch
Dressing up as a Polynesian
or Maui,
as it is wearing a Polynesian skin suit.
That's right. A Polynesian skin suit is exactly what that is.
I don't need one. I'm Hawaiian salted.
Yes, you
are. Yes, you are, Todd.
So, Swan, let's and not to be politically incorrect, but let's start with the dark half of the dark half of the table. Todd's like, Todd's embarrassed.
I'm not embarrassed. I'm glad I'm on the dark half of the table.
So Todd packed his poly.
That's right. So Swan, you saw the costume. I showed it to you finally.
Yeah, you just showed it to me.
I know. Is it something that you would deem? I think it was on Mike.com. Mike.com is where you could find it.
Until you showed me, I didn't even hear anything.
Do you looking at it now, seeing a child's costume like that? Is that something that you would think is inappropriate?
No,
really.
Honest answer. It's something where I find the argument can be a bit silly.
Okay.
It's just a costume to me.
See, that's what I find interesting, though, is because all the local people I talk to that are here in Hawaii are like, that's pretty cool.
Right.
But then all like my Haole friends or local people that are in the mainland, they're all up in arms about it.
G's kind of offended by it.
Well, interestingly,
G's offended by it.
I don't know. Right? What about you, Todd? What about you, sir?
Am I offended by it?
No, what did you think?
Are you offended?
Not offended, but what
is something that doesn't apply to you?
What did you think of the costume? The Polynesian, it's like Polynesian skin costume.
I think that, it's almost like it's tough for me to have an opinion about this kind of thing.
Yes, it is. Moving on.
Wait, he's in the middle. He's on the light.
No. No. Let's be honest. It's because he's a privileged white guy.
Right.
I know, right?
Obviously.
No, it reminds me of that YouTube video of the white lady that got mad at her Uber driver for having a hula dancer on a dashboard.
I feel like that's cultural appropriation.
But I just kind of feel like it's sort of, it's like you guys are being, I think that you're just being outraged to be outraged in a sense. If it's coming from like, you know, a white guy. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
I'm being sensitive.
Facebook has a question.
Not to our viewer audience.
All right, Kai, what is it? Let me relay it. What did you say?
To what Todd said, that lady,
the lady what?
She is actually all about PC.
Political correctness, that's her deal?
That's her whole
gotcha.
Thing. She has popped up a lot throughout the internet.
Gotcha.
Complaining about things, and she put her two cents into the
costume. So it was more about her political correctness, about the hula girl thing.
Does it for the views.
Got it. But in this case, though, what is what? So you're on the fence?
Well, I mean, it's like, I mean, if you're from some kind of Middle Eastern descent, are you mad about the Princess Jasmine costume or the Aladdin costume?
Point taken.
Yes.
I mean,
yes.
Like, it's at some point, like, you're...
Nice.
the mythology that they're drawing inspiration from is kind of far removed from the culture in which inspired these movies.
Yep.
So I kind of feel like there's a bit of a divide, and this no Disney movie has ever like been like an accurate adaptation. You know, like Aladdin was not an accurate adaptation of 1001
Beauty. She really went to sleep.
So, yeah. Well, here's a, let me
the Snow White and the Seven Dwarves. The dwarves really sing like that in the book.
Well, yeah.
Let me propose this. Let me be the devil's advocate here before I give my opinion about this.
Okay.
First off, I have also spoken with local folk about this.
Yeah.
And they do not seem just like format. They do not seem as outraged about it as
well. That's the thing. Like when I first saw it, I was like, "Oh, that's kind of neat."
Yeah.
You know, I'm not gonna go and get my 6-year-old tatted up. Right. For Halloween, you know what I mean?
It's like for also people that are afraid of needles and they want tattoos. Now they have a reason to.
That's true.
I'm looking at.
Because I've always had this idea for a cosplay thing, and it kind of falls in line with this.
Interesting.
So when I saw
as
it,
Maui,
I was like,
"You mean as Maui?" Or?
No.
Oh, okay.
I had an idea for a cosplay thing. You know the Mogushan from Mists of Pandaria.
Yeah, I'm familiar.
The clay, mm-hmm. you know, and they got kind of like the tattoo engravings in their skin and stuff like that. So that was kind of this idea that I had, you know, rolling around in my head for a while. But that, in a sense, is the same thing. I'm wearing someone else's skin to get across, you know, hey, this is the thing I'm trying to be. So when I first saw the costume, I was like, oh, that's kind of a neat idea. Until I read the comments and was like, oh, maybe it's not so neat.
That's a great idea. Yeah. Well, I was taken aback by it a little bit. And I thought, oh, maybe this isn't appropriate. But then I talking to a local Polynesian girl, she was like, think of it this way. It's like, you know, it's another way of dress up. She equated it. It was a bad analogy, but her thing was it's the same as dressing up as Freddy Krueger. He's a mythical character. He doesn't exist. I was like, that's true. And what I did is that after I left the conversation with her, I just realized something. I said to myself, is this just as bad as those sumo costumes that everybody wears?
Those
sumo costumes that people fight with, mm-hmm. or they the fun play ones they have at parties or whatever.
And they're
different colors, and they wear the hats that look like the buns.
It's a game you do.
Yeah, yeah.
Those guys aren't really that big.
No. You've got people wearing costumes as if they're number one Asian, and number two, if they're huge and they're sumo wrestlers. Mm-hmm. What's the difference? And they're wearing, you know, and it's a costume. So
yeah, it's not like you're in dress up. Like
I wasn't shocked at it, but there was an interesting comment on the Nerdwatch page that said, "Would this have been outrageous if it happened to be something akin to
if it was a black suit. It would have been all over the news.
Would that have caused an uproar?
I remember reading that.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. Would that have been an issue? And it might have been. I don't see this as a problem. I'm gonna
dress up as Luke Cage for Halloween.
But once again, isn't that the point of
that would be awesome.
The point of, gonna appreciate
the point of putting on a costume is to be in someone else's skin, number one.
Right.
Number two,
well, cosplaying.
Cosplaying, right.
More so
right.
to the fact.
Let's put it this way. Robert Downey Jr. did an amazing job in Tropic Thunder.
That's what I was thinking
and
about.
And that was fantastic.
That was brilliant.
He was absolutely brilliant in that movie. Should we get offended by that? I mean, even if it is comedic, I don't think so. He did a good job.
Well, I think that the point was that he was pointing out how Hollywood works.
Yeah, correct.
Right. So like
he was making a point.
Yeah. So Saucier from San Antonio.
That's right.
I'm a dude playing a dude. That's
another dude.
Yeah. Young man who don't know what dude he is.
Now, but so is it? So in this case, are we? The question would be: is the adults in the room? Are we
adults?
No, the adults that make these costumes.
I don't. Are you? Did you point at me? Wow.
Sorry, I did. Are they making those same...
Nobody's ever made that mistake before.
And like I said, I'm at that point now where I think it is... I think that this is not too much of a problem. I think to each his own as far as that goes. But there would be a certain... And this is one of the amazing things about living in Hawaii. Once again, this is why
it's
the...
It's kind of hard to be...
It's,
well, that's the thing. Like, everyone in Hawaii is like,
right.
We all take shots at each other.
It's everyone on the mainland that's all up in arms.
Right, right. And oh my God, there seems to be, it's amazing.
That's how the diversity is right. on Maui.
It's,
we're like,
it's so funny that the divide in the mainland over race and color, it doesn't really resonate here.
Well, because there's so much
different. Everybody's everything. Everybody's a mixed race of something. You know what I mean? If you're Hawaiian, guess what? You're probably Chinese. If you know,
Swan.
Listen,
I am not Chinese.
Well, I'm saying that there are pure bloods, as it were.
Golden
that
golden swan.
A lot of
golden swan.
The golden swan.
The golden swan. That's not the name of the
podcast. I think that those are things. These are conversations that it all. And this is so funny, living here for so long and being here for as long as I have. That these are conversations that we never have because everybody is everything. No one has a problem really with anybody. There's such an acceptance to it,
except for Howleys.
Well, Todd. It's true.
No, I'm not. I'm not saying Todd. I'm not saying like I try not to cause any trouble. Nobody's ever really
tried.
Nobody's really had a problem with me, except for Barry, maybe. I'm just kidding. And another white guy.
I have to say that to put this kind of put the lid on this conversation, I really don't see the people in the islands getting uproared about this.
Well, I can see it as one thing, just looking at it for me. It says, as far as I remembered, if you wanted to dress up as any kind of Polynesian mythical character, even Maui, you had to make it yourself.
Sure.
You couldn't have just gone to the store and buy it for the kids.
Yep,
I'm looking at it as like, hey, kids, now you guys have an opportunity to dress as a Polynesian character named Maui.
Correct.
That's how I'm taking this whole thing.
And I'm pretty sure...
Straight from the mouth of Golden Swan.
That's right. Mm-hmm. And I'm pretty sure that Disney probably did a little bit of research... they probably did a little due diligence, and they were, because of all the research they put into Moana, I'm guessing that when they talked about Maui being a mythical character, that it wasn't such a big deal that he, neck to ankle, that this is a costume.
Yeah.
So.
Did you see the latest trailer? That thing looks really good.
I'm looking forward to Moana.
I tell you what, I haven't been really excited, and maybe it's because I've been living here for so long, but I haven't been excited about a Disney movie like that since like Wreck-It Ralph.
Wreck-It Ralph was a good movie too.
Yeah, you can't.
You gotta be excited for that.
They're gonna get a sequel too.
I can't. Oh yeah. No, it is. Wreck-It Ralph is getting a sequel.
Oh, okay. Awesome. Now you guys.
Wreck-It Ralph.
I'm really looking forward to that. Awesome.
Yeah. So Wreck-It
again.
So
Wreck-It Ralph.
Just by the way, if you
right up there with Moana.
If you watch us
again,
if you watch us or listen to us in the mainland, just know that Hawaii has the cure for everyone's ails when it comes to racism. And what that is just marry somebody that isn't your color.
Chicken katsu curry.
That's right. Teriyaki beef and a Filipino wife. It's going to be amazing.
That's the name of the podcast.
No.
Teriyaki beef, Filipino wife, and that'll end the race war.
That'll end the race war.
Yeah.
That's all you need.
That's all it takes.
Or just do what Todd does, polyface multiple times. Yeah.
That's all it takes. So, mainland, listen up. You want to cure those ails? Come to Hawaii. You'll see how we live, how we're all different people.
Marry a Filipino.
That's right. That's right.
Come to Hawaii and marry a
cook
Filipino.
Cook some rice, put some teriyaki beef on the grill, and have a bit of kimchi. Everything will be just fine. Because it's the islands.
G'll let you lick the poi off his fingers.
That's right. Well, listen, we got about to...
Whoa.
Wait, he's not going to do that?
No.
No.
We got...
It'll be something else. Yeah.
Okay.
We got about 7 minutes left. It's almost time for us to get out of here.
Awesome.
Well, you know, Todd taking up all that time about...
Right.
It's his fault. Just want to let you guys know, coming out this week, we're starting the two things. Number one, we're getting more summer movies out on Blu-ray and DVD to pick up.
Summer's over.
Yeah, I know.
I rewatched Civil War last week, and they asked me at the panel, like, what was the last movie you watched? And then I had to say Civil War.
Here we go.
I had to say, and so I was like, but I watched it just to make sure that I didn't like it. And they're like, you're crazy. Yeah. Everybody on the panel was like, well, you didn't like that movie? And I'm like, I'm sorry.
Yeah. Well, there's Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles came out on Blu-ray.
I'm looking forward to that.
Blu-ray and DVD this week.
They don't hold movies in the high esteem.
That's right.
That we do,
that's right.
So. Yep.
But also, we're going to be talking more about games here in the next few weeks as well, because there's going to be more games coming out.
Yeah,
we're starting to. We are in the season. NBA 2K17 came out this week. We had Madden in August.
WWE come out already?
WWE comes out in October as well.
Are you looking forward to that?
Oh yeah, we're going to be talking a lot about games.
Yeah.
And the like, which is going to be a lot of fun.
Two K six.
Sports ball
coming out too.
And by the way,
next week
is going to be a lot of fun because next week I am picking up on DVD, on my 4K Ultra HD Blu-ray. That's right. I'm picking up Warcraft. Which I'm very excited about.
Sweet.
So, the World of Warcraft?
Yeah, yeah.
And you're giving it the format? Yeah, awesome. That's really kind of you.
I'm going to get it and I'm going to let him beat it.
On digital HD this week, by the way, is The Legend of Tarzan. That's come out. X-Men Apocalypse has been out for the last week. Yeah. That's already out on digital HD as well. So there's a ton of stuff to for us to be talking about very soon. Television, and then of course, don't want to forget that this week, even though it's not movie season, there is quite a movie coming out this weekend.
What movie is that? Chris Pratt.
And the one and only
Magnificent Seven,
the one and only Denzel Washington and Ethan Hawke. Directed by Antoine Fuqua.
I don't think you can say that on the pod.
Do I have to bleep that as well?
I'm going
to
bleep you out.
Okay, bleep me out. Magnificent Seven looks like a lot of fun. I am a huge fan of the Akira Kurosawa movie, the original Seven Samurai, which is fantastic. I'm also a huge fan because of my dad of the Western.
No, I'm just
there. That guy, though.
That's right. I'm also a huge fan of the Western with Yul Brynner, Magnificent Seven with Yul Brynner and Eli Wallach because of my pops. I love that movie. So I'm very excited to see what Chris Pratt and the gang does with this new Magnificent Seven. In the original Seven Samurai, they were taking on it was like feudal Japan. They were taking on a bunch of shoguns. Yeah, almost more like royal guards that would take their land and their barley and their wheat, and they would take all of their rice. And they'd come around, fighting against the shogunate, like a feudal Japan. And then in the Western, they were fighting the Mexicans that were why do you shake your head? That's what they were doing. That were accosting their village.
Because you're a bit too happy about this.
Yeah,
you're fighting the Mexicans.
Jeez.
Please.
And then
Latinos.
No, sorry. They were fighting the Mexicans. That's what they're doing. And this one, it seems like they have a different villain.
By the way,
for those of you watching in the mainland or listening in the mainland, this Magnificent Seven is much more diverse than the other iterations.
Yeah, a bunch of white guys.
That's right. Yeah. So you guys will be happy about that. So you want to talk.
Affirmative action works!
It works, baby. I can't wait to listen to Gant. I can't wait
even,
to Gant
even
gets
in
back
the,
next week.
The trailer, they say, oh, great, we got a Mexican.
We got a Mexican.
And an Indian.
It's so much cooler when it's so much cooler when Chris Pratt says Mexican too. By the way,
all I hear is hate in your voice.
I know. By the way, before I forget, speaking of Chris Pratt, did anybody see the trailer for Passengers with him and Jennifer Lawrence?
That was good.
I didn't want to watch it because I didn't want to spoil it. Every time I see a trailer nowadays,
they give a lot
half
away
of the movie.
After watching that preview, I have to say that I'm in. I want to see it. It comes out in Christmas, so I'm very excited about that, too.
But I'm going to be too busy, like, opening presents.
Opening presents? Playing video games?
Yeah, right?
Oh, yeah. Heck yeah.
I already know what I'm going to get to.
That's right. Sweet. Family time.
Like how Alika is right now.
That's right. That's what he's doing right now. Well, listen, gents.
Oh, is he watching the podcast?
Hi, Alika.
That's right.
Whoa, there went money.
Jeez.
The shop still standing.
Yeah, thanks. Thanks for not coming, you jerk. Listen, I do want to thank you guys for coming.
I hope everybody's back next week.
And we can
nobody eat anything suspicious.
That's right.
You don't get the, that's right. you know.
Dysentery.
To something.
That's right. Yeah. So I can't wait till Gannon gets back so we can.
It's always dysentery. Well,
we can talk about. The Blair Witch.
I really want to see that.
I want Gannon's opinion on the Blair Witch. I cannot wait to see that. I can't wait to hear his review of that. So, by the way, the one and only Barry has an official review of the Blair Witch. On NerdWatch right now.
Ooh, nice.
I'll be having a.
Two stars.
I'll be having a review on Snowden coming up soon. As well, I know it's not nerdy, but yeah. So I've got that coming up very soon.
Not nerdy?
It's kind of.
It's about a computer hacker.
Yeah, it is.
That says nerdy.
The guy hacked the NSA.
That's right.
The only thing that would have made it more nerdy is if he jumped into a spaceship and flew up.
Right, that is nerdy. Then you can follow
with
us.
With a robot he built.
I know. With a robot he built.
You can follow the NerdWatch at facebook.com/thenerdwatch. You can follow us on Twitter at NerdWatch Nation.
That looks like Jennifer Lawrence.
Right.
You can follow us. You can follow us on YouTube at NerdWatch Nation. Check out the channel at NerdWatch Nation as well.
Well, let's not forget, our newest episode is up there, Mostly our, Mail.
Yes, Mostly Mail is up there right now, so check it out. It's a lot of fun, very funny. It's good stuff. So make sure you guys check that out as well. Don't forget, also, I do want to say send a big shout-out to the Hawaii Film Critics Society. You can check them out at HawaiiFilmCriticSociety.org. I, of course, am a reviewer as well as format. We put our reviews up there. We don't, but our boss does, Professor Barry, whom said he'll be joining us on the podcast soon. Yeah, he is. He's a slave driver. We've got a lot of
whip on you guys.
Yeah, he does all the time.
Wow.
So there's a lot of stuff coming up. It's the fall season, and we're going to be talking about all kinds of fun movies to watch and games to play. So until next week, for the one and only Todd Bernardi.
Hi!
The one and only Format.
Waka Waka.
And of course, Swan, comic book henchman. We're out of time. YouTube,
Golden Swan, and Orange Sauce.
We are out of time, and until
with
next
Crispy
week,
Duck.
Peace out, much love, and Crispy most Swan. Assuredly, always stay nerdy. I really want Chinese now.
Yeah, I know. Can we all go get something to eat?
Hawaiian?
Yeah.
And until next time,
I really want a Filipino wife. Don't tell Nadia.
Hi, Nadia.
I want that Maui costume.
And until next week, we say to you,
Aloha!
Where's the beef?